Hey, guys. Really excited to get Carson Wentz, a player that all along we were targeting. Can't wait for him to get started in Philadelphia.
Questions? What was it about Carson that you liked?
Well, you know, obviously his ability to win football games. He's coming from a winning tradition, winning program at North Dakota State. He's a winner himself. You got to love the intangibles about him. And just when you get a chance to meet him, you know, in the building, one-on-one, his demeanor, his aggressiveness, his willingness to learn, sharp kid, really was a very attractive pick for us and a very good fit for us.
How much was the competition thought of or concerned?
You know what? I didn't concern myself about the competition as much. I mean, this kid is he's determined. He's eager. He's he studies his craft. He hones his craft. He's an exciting guy. He's a perfect fit for what we're going to do. And his demeanor fits everything about the Philadelphia Eagles.
How did you first target him in this process as a guy you really want to like?
Oh, this when you really just started breaking down the quarterbacks, you know, early in the spring and having a chance to watch both quarterbacks really and really all the quarterbacks in this draft, the top two that went really began to separate themselves. And then again, just through the whole process of evaluating them, working them out one-on-one, having them in the building, the other quarterbacks we had an opportunity to look at and work out, you know, really became the favorite for us.
You guys gave up a lot to get him, and you think he's a franchise-caliber quarterback. Why do you think he is worth everything you guys gave up, and when you have a quarterback and everything else?
Well, first, Doug talked about the intangibles. I mean, rare intangibles. 40 test score, valedictorian of his high school class, never got a B. So that's important with that work ethic. And then he's got rare physical skills. I mean, the athletic ability, the throwing arm, the body type. And he's someone that can just kind of be molded into whatever you want. And when you have the coaches that we have and the support system that we have, I mean, it's exciting. One player can change your team. And for us, we know that how important that is, that position. And so investing in that position was a no-brainer when we looked at it. He was our top player on our board.
How'd you go about figuring out that you could get him too?
Well, we liked both the players, and we were going to be very comfortable with both those players. You had to be when you were picking second. And then at the end of the day, we got as much information as we could before we made the trade and felt good about our information and pulled the trigger.
Is it safe to say you were pretty confident when you made the trade the Rams would take the Goff?
Yes.
Would you have done it if it was Goff instead of Wentz?
If we thought it was the other, yeah, both. We were very comfortable with both these players. Very excited about both these players.
What does it say about him? He didn't remove himself from college football when he broke his wrist and hung around and, you know, took a chance playing in a championship game and played hard. I think he was the leading rusher in that championship game. And he stuck with his team. What does that say about his, I guess, willingness to compete? And the elephant in the room is you've got another guy on your roster who's not here with the team when maybe he should be.
Marcus, I think when you talk about Carson, you're talking about a blue-collar quarterback. I mean, this guy has an incredible work ethic. He's got incredible passion. He fits into this city, into the personality of this city. And you see that when he plays. He plays with that passion. He takes kind of the city and the team on its back. And that's what he'll do the minute he steps in here, and it's infectious. You know, all of us, when we're around him, you want to be around him more because he has that energy and that desire to be great and to win.
Will you honor Sam's request to trade him?
No, Sam's our quarterback, and we've been clear about that from the first time we had this conversation.
Stay away.
Well, whenever he comes back, we'll welcome him with open arms, and this is a voluntary period of the offseason, so players have the right to do what they want.
Does not having a quarterback here affect how you're going to implement a new offense?
You know what? Right now, as Howie mentioned, it's a voluntary process as we go through the offseason, but, you know, It gives us an opportunity to give the other guys some time, some reps, and again, as soon as he gets back here, we plug him in and we catch him up, and you know, he's a sharp kid, he's a smart kid, he'll be ready to go.
Are you worried at all about Carson stepping into a situation where there is some unsettled nature because of Sam not being here?
Not at all. When you get a chance to meet Carson, you'll see that he's going to do everything you ask him to do. He's going to fit perfectly in that room. It's going to be a dynamic room. It's going to be a room that it's going to be some competition in there, which is great, which I've said all along, and just welcome him to the Eagles.
Are you guys disappointed in Sam's reaction or his agent's reaction?
I think, first of all, this is about Carson today. You know, we just picked the kid second overall, and, that's where kind of our focus is, about the fact that we got Carson Wentz.
You first thought it was Meyer, Carson Wentz, and think if it was a franchise quarterback. At that point, did you think it was unlikely that where you were at 13 that you'd be able to have actually the perfect storm move to 8, that have Cleveland sign RG3? Was it an unlikely thought at that point that you could end up with it?
Yeah, yes. I think when we were picking 13 and we met for the first time, our primary focus was just try to get into the top 10 and try to get an impact player. And once we got into the top 10 and researched these guys and looked at the opportunity to go get a quarterback and spend our time with them, we felt like it was an opportunity we couldn't pass up.
You said there will be some competition in the quarterback room. Will you handle this any differently than Andy did in 99 with Donovan? As far as the patience you use with not rushing him?
Yeah, there's really no need. I mean, you got Sam Bradford, you got Chase Daniel, you got two veteran guys that can, one, they can help teach, especially with Chase. You know, that's the reason why I brought him here, was the fact that he understands and knows the offense that I'm implementing. So, you know, he's really going to be the go-between in helping Sam and Carson now, in their roles. So, it's going to be a great dynamic, and it's going to be fun to watch.
How do you think the teammates will embrace Sam when he finally does return?
I think with open arms, he's a leader of this football team. He's a quarterback. I've said all along he's the quarterback. He's the guy that we want leading this charge. And when he comes back, he's welcomed with open arms.
How was it like in 99, Doug, as far as the fans here and the lack of patience they showed and wanting Donovan to play back then? Do you anticipate dealing with that this year with Carson?
We're speculating, I think, in those areas. I'll tell you this. This is a better football team than we had in 1999. And there's much better talent on this football team. And so, I'm not going to speculate on if and when's down the road.
Hey, Doug, what communication was there between you guys and Sam as you're going through the process of making the decision to draft Carson Wentz? And do you think maybe in hindsight there's been more?
Not at all. I'll tell you this. I was very open and honest, as was Howie, during this process. We let all our quarterbacks know that there was an opportunity there and we were going to take advantage of it. And we did that.
Have you spoken to Sam since he made his request?
I have not.
Howie, have you spoken to Sam since he made his request?
No, I have not. And I think that when you look at the draft, whenever you're drafting guys in the first round, there are players that are affected. This happens all around the National Football League, and no matter what position we would have taken, some veteran player would have been affected. So,
Doug, what does it do for you to have three quarterbacks of the caliber that you guys have on the roster right now?
I tell you, it's great to have depth at that position. It's hard to get through a National Football League season with just one guy, and having the ability and the opportunity to have three guys now really gives you a lot of confidence going forward, especially into the regular season, that any of those guys at any given time can step in and lead your football team.
Doug, what do you think? Carson, what was his reaction? You called him tonight, I assume, you're telling him it was your pick, right?
God, we did, yes, we did.
Okay, yeah. So what was his reaction?
I'll tell you what, he's so cool, calm, and collected. He was very very calm and cool on the phone. It was exciting to talk to him. He was thrilled to death, and looking forward to getting here.
Did he kind of know he was coming here? Did he know he was coming here?
He had no idea. I mean, he had no idea. Either one of them, had no idea where they were headed.
So you guys obviously want to sit and march for a while. What do you think he needs to most learn to be ready to play in the NFL?
Well, obviously he needs to, learn the system, number one. Secondly, he needs to learn our guys, learn our talent, learn the positions and get to know the guys. I think it's important that a quarterback and receiver, tight end, running back get to know each other. And then just come in and the biggest thing is just be patient. It's a long process. We're right here at the end of April right now. We get a chance to work with him a little more coming up in the next couple of weeks and try to get him caught up. But, just learning Philadelphia, learning our system, learning our guys, learning the organization is the biggest thing for him.
How much of a challenge will it be to not only get him reps on this football team in practice to learn, Also, what is the timeline when you want to see him be the starting quarterback of this franchise?
Well, again, I'm not going to, you know, sit here and tell you exactly when that's going to happen. The beauty of our situation is we got two veteran guys in front of him, and he can learn from both of those guys.
What are the reps like going to be like in practice?
Those are things that myself, Frank, John, quarterback coach, are going to sit down and discuss as we go throughout OTAs and training camp.
Just looking at him on film, what does he have to work on? Just even before he gets to the point where he has to learn the system and all that.
I would say the number one thing with him is just learning how to protect himself. You know, he's in the National Football League. I love his aggressiveness when he's running out of the pocket. I think it's part of who he is. It's part of his chemistry. But in the National Football League, there's going to come a time when you have to get down or out of bounds. And those are some things that he'll learn as he goes. And other than that, he's got the skill set. Timing and accuracy are always things you continue to work on. From an NFL perspective, speed of the game, all of those things you learn as a young quarterback. I was one of those guys 100 years ago, and you know, you catch up really fast.
How do you think that make a difference, though, you being in that situation?
I think it's great. I think myself, having Frank here, John here, I think guys that have played the position, played at this level, understand that role. I think it's huge.
Have you guys received any trade offers for Sam Bradford?
We don't talk about our discussions with other teams. You know, we've always held it that way. Any conversations we have between them, you know, it's between us and other teams.
Andy always talked about Donovan being wired right for Philadelphia. How does Carson compare with respect to that? I mean, he's a small-town kid from North Dakota. I know Andy had concerns with a kid like Dante Culpepper back in 99. What are your thoughts on that with Wentz?
He's extremely mature. He's got incredible grit and fortitude. And then he's just he fits into the city. I think it goes back to the answer. He's a blue-collar quarterback, so he'll be embraced because of his passion and his work ethic and his knowledge of the game. And it's a great opportunity for him to sit back and learn. You know, when you look at this decision, you look and reflect on the Chargers who were picking here, and they drafted Philip in 2004, the Giants in 2004, the Steelers, and 12 years later, they're still picking to surround him. So it's not, you know, a decision just for the moment, but it's what's best for the long term of our football team.
You've been around a lot of quarterbacks. Who does he remind you of, or are there a couple of guys you can maybe draw?
You know, a little bit of Brett Favre, honestly. He's got that mentality. He's got that aggressiveness that Brett had. And those are some of the skill sets that I see in Carson, that aggression, that ability to throw the ball down the field. And listen, I love quarterbacks that are willing to take a chance, take a calculated risk down the field. Favre was that way, and I see a lot of the same characteristics in Carson.
I know you mentioned it was close between him and Goff, but what made him the top choice over Jared Goff?
I just think when you boil it down, I mean, you know, size, strength, athleticism, you know, his makeup mentally, the things that we saw when we had both of the guys here in the building and when we worked them out, you know, really separated the two in our minds and made Carson the best choice for us.
Was there a dinner in North Dakota?
Yes.
What's
yes,
about the dinner in North Dakota that you, for both of you?
Too many selfies.
Eagles Nation's everywhere.
Did you walk out of there, was that the time you walked out and say, look at each other and say, wow, this is... There was a well.
I think it, from the first time we met him at the Senior Bowl, it was just an incredibly impressive guy. You know, his presence when he walks in the room, when he talks to you, not only about football, but about life. And then when you watch him interact with people, you know, when he walks in the restaurant, just the impressions people have. And, you know, it was an interesting moment because we walked in the restaurant and then I had to step out for a second. And when I walked back in, I saw the manager and the hostess talking to each other and saying, Carson is just the greatest guy. He's always so humble and he's always so appreciative of all of us here. And they didn't know what we were doing. And it was just, that's the kind of kid he is. And just excited for all of our fans and our team to see why we brought him here.
When you guys were trading, moving, were you thinking of moving from 13 to 8 and 8 to 2? Did this have one big... the factor, were these trades totally independent?
I think they were independent. You know, they were independent. For us, it was first to get into the top 10, because when we went over our board, we thought there was a big difference in picking in the top 10 than picking 13th for us. And then once we started researching and doing our work on these guys and then really looking at the opportunity we had with these guys, because you can't invent one. We weren't trying to invent one. Then it was trying to go up and get one of these guys.
Dakota State does not have, like, a Stanford-like semester set up, do they?
No.
You'll be able to participate in all the OTAs?
Yes. I'll double-check that, but yes.
Coach, have you ever been a part of a situation where the incumbent quarterback wasn't happy or that you had drafted his position? Or have you heard of a situation where it happened? How would you typically handle it?
I have not, you know, personally. Obviously, this is my first go-around with this. Even as a player, didn't have these situations. But, hey, listen, at the end of the day, it's competition. Sam's our guy. We're going forward with Sam Bradford. Welcome him back when he gets here, and we're ready to go.
How much did Carson Wentz experience in a pro-style offense? How much did that influence you to be able to take a risk on a guy like this out of a small school?
Well, we didn't think it was a risk. You know, very calculated. Again, it just goes back to what he has proven on the football field, off the football field, the type of quarterback that he is, his mentality, his makeup, everything that we saw on tape and what you're going to see when you meet him. It's an infectious person. And it's what Howie alluded to earlier. I mean, this guy bleeds winning. And that was something that attracted all of us to him.